Oh, good morning, audio boo. I said good morning, audio boo, before I'd even started recording. How silly is that? It's just gone 6 in the morning. I'm out walking the dog. It's Monday morning. I start school today, so I'm up early, getting the dog out for a nice bit of fresh air, because we're going to be leaving him alone for most of the morning. Been building up to leaving him alone for periods of time over the last couple of weeks, and then this morning is the big one. He's going to be left alone probably for about 3-4 hours. We got one of the neighbours who's going to be coming in to check on him actually later in the morning, and hopefully taking him out for a little walk if we happen to be back late or anything like that. But yeah, school, man, starting school. I'm really nervous about it, I have to say. And I'm going to be honest, part of the reason I'm nervous about it is I've got some hang-ups about sitting in class. It's been a long time since I've sat in a classroom. And it's been a long time since I was actually at school, of course. I'm 37 years old now. But when I was at school, I wasn't the brightest student in the world. Used to go to special reading classes, which is quite ironic, really, as I'm kind of a writer now. And also, something that just still is with me today, and it really annoys the heck out of me that it's always with me, is, and that's what makes me kind of scared of sitting in a classroom, to be honest. Because I was a bit of a slow student when I was younger, that's a polite way of putting it. One of the teachers, one of my science teachers at school, he wasn't quite so polite. He pretty much every single science lesson, he'd walk around the classroom seeing all the different groups are doing, if they're doing, you know, different experiments and things. And of course Susie would come over to me. He'd say, "Hey, how you doing, Thicko?" And he did that every single lesson for about 2 years. And that's really put an imprint on me about sitting in a classroom and feeling like perhaps I'm not good enough, or my work is not good enough. Admittedly, I wasn't the brightest student when I was at school. But being called a thicko on a regular basis by one of the teachers hasn't helped me at all. Didn't help at the time, and it's with me today. It really can annoy me that it's something that's in the back of my mind all of the time when I think about now, you know, going back into a classroom to learn stuff that perhaps I won't be good enough. I'm a bit embarrassed by it, actually. I feel that way, but that's the way I feel. I've got to get over it. I think once I start and once I get going, a lot of my stuff I've learned and self-taught myself and about what I'm doing about internet and stuff will kick in, and I'll start feeling a lot more confident. But at the moment, one of the reasons I'm feeling really, really nervous is because of I've got that hanging over me, that feeling of not feeling as though I'm good enough. That's my thought for the morning, man. I'm taking that to school with me, and you know what? I'm going to be fine. I know I am. It's just me needing to get over something that happened a long, long time ago. All right, I'm going to continue taking the dog for a walk now, and I'll see if I can squeeze in a boo sometime during the morning while I'm at school. Might try and stick the microphone in the faces of some of my fellow students, but, you know, I've only just met them, and they probably won't know what audio boo is, so they might find it a bit weird, and I don't want to get off to a weird start. But we'll see. I'll do a boo anyway, just to tell you what's going on. All right, have a great day, everyone, and I'll boo you later.